The countdown clock is ticking toward NASA's launch of Space Shuttle Discovery. Its seven-member crew is scheduled to lift off tomorrow from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Discovery's mission will be the first manned space voyage since the shuttle Columbia exploded 2.5 years ago. All seven astronauts on board were killed. Joining us now is veteran shuttle astronaut Frederick Gregory. He has flown 3 shuttle missions. Today, he serves as acting chief operating officer at NASA. Gregory is the first African-American to hold that job. Mr. Gregory, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed.
Let me ask you before we get into the details of the mission itself. You're a veteran of a space flight. What are astronauts thinking at this point in time?
Well, you know, at this time with 1 day to go, you've got family down here. You're making certain that they are comfortable. At the same time, you're getting a little anxious about the flight. But I think, other than that, I think it's a very, very exciting time, and I think that's the feeling that I had it 1 day before launch.
Talk to me, if you will, about the mission of this particular launch and what the Discovery will hope to do and bring back by means of information.
There is some logistics. They'll carry some support up to the International Space Station. But this is really a demonstration flight. It's not primarily to support the station, but to demonstrate the shuttle's ability to safely perform and support the station in the future.
Mr. Gregory, I'm in my mid-40s, and I can recall all of the hopes and wants of the space program when I was in elementary school and junior high school and what was talked about, what were the possibilities of space. As you look at the program and where we are today, are you satisfied with where we sit?
A couple of years ago, and I think even earlier than that, we realized that we could not just continue this journey around the Earth. And so a return to the moon and then follow on to Mars and beyond is the appropriate thing to do. And I think it will begin a new era to move upward and outward.
Let me ask you before we let you go on a personal side. You sit in a position that is unique and some would say historic now that you are the first African-American to sit in that position. As you look at all of what you've attempted to do, reforms and reconfigurations of management teams and the like, how much can you say that this is a field where African-Americans and others should indeed look to that historically perhaps they have not?
You know, as you look at the history of the United States, you see that there is progress. When I had the privilege of flying in space, all of my energies and focus was at the where I was born in Washington, D.C. But very soon after that, you began to realize that you were not a citizen of a city, but a citizen of the world. And I've had the privilege of traveling around the world and talking to folks who are not of our culture, not of our racial. And I found that these folks are just as interested as we are and can make a major contribution. So I see a great future. I think we've made great steps in the past, but I think that the future will open this up and more folks will understand and recognize how important it is.
Well, Frederick Gregory, we know it's a busy time. We thank you again for taking time out with us today, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.
Frederick Gregory is the acting chief operating officer at NASA.